we live in this world, but we shall all die. I'm speaking to Catholics. We know infallibly when we die, our souls leave our bodies, but our souls remain alive. Our souls are living beings. Our bodies are shed, shall I say, our souls. Then our souls. Oh, how many hours I could spend on this subject. We have a soul which, when we die, will leave our bodies. As far as the world, the unbelieving world, realizes, when we die, may for a while look the same, seem the same, but what is left our bodies? What left our bodies is our soul. Over the years I've given retreats on the human soul. When we die, we all die. Our souls leave our bodies. And our bodies, depending how long, God will wait until we call the end of the world. Maybe centuries, maybe millennia. Our souls live on and on into eternity. I would consider the next table I'm going to make the most important of the retreat. Whatever else you believe you have a soul. What is in the body, shall I say, behind? To be reunited with the body, I repeat, who knows, many millennia later. But that soul is living. Hear it. We never die. Our bodies die when our soul leaves the body. But our souls live on. Our souls, from the moment they were created, were made to live for eternity. I'm speaking to eternal beings. We address Our Lady. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Because Mary had a deep faith, believing the child she conceived was her God. Mary became the mother of all believers, all believers in Jesus, as the Son of the living God, and hear it, as the source of all the blessings to all nations. Then we go on. Holy Mary, Mother of God. With Elizabeth, we address Mary as the Mother of God and our Mother, trusting that she is our Mother to provide us with the graces we need to reach her and her Divine Son in eternity. Hear it, and don't forget. none of us will ever die. Our bodies will die, but we will never die. We have souls. Souls will live on and on for eternity. But this is all the retreat is about. It's all that life is about. Our one hope, one hope, one hope is when our bodies die, that our souls will be alive with the grace of God. That's all that matters in this world. Everything else is a dream. We need to believe that. And then you go on. We beg Our Lady, pray for our sinners now at the hour of our death. Over the years, in writing about the Hail Mary, I divide the Hail Mary into 10 parts. And the last 3 parts, pray for sinners now, at this moment, and the next moment. We need God's grace constantly, and especially at the hour of our death. What does that mean? It means we all recognize ourselves as sinners. I'm a sinner talking to you, my fellow sinners. And Mary is our great hope. We beg her to pray for sinners. How we need Our Lady to beg her divine Son to obtain for us the graces we so desperately need. When do we ask Our Lady to pray for us? Now. Right now. When we finish that word now, repeat it. We constantly need Mary's help. As you see, my stress in this meditation is on deep, strong devotion to Our Lady, which means invoking Our Lady constantly. Now, and especially at the hour of our death. Whatever else I want to share with you in this retreat, we ask Our Lady to pray for us. Her prayers are more powerful than ours. Now. And then now keeps repeating, now, and now, and now, and especially at the last now of our lives, at the hour, shall I have, at the moment of our death. Whatever else I want to share with you, as a fruit of this retreat, we are all sinners, every one of us, beginning with the one that I know best, myself. We ask, Our Lady, especially to be with us, next to us, pray for us, at the moment that God calls us into eternity. And this is what the Hail Mary is all about. The Hail Mary, as we know, has two parts. The Hail Mary and the Holy Mary. We ask Our Lady to be with us at the hour of our death, even as she was on Calvary at the death of her Son. Christ did not need Mary's intercession, but he made sure that when he was dying, he was conscious every moment of his mother. She was on Calvary at the death of her Son. We pray that she must lead us with him to paradise. Our lives here on earth can seem so real. If our eyes we can read, we can see. Lips we can taste. We can speak with ears that can hear, fingers that can touch. But come not just a day, but a moment. When all our bodily faculties will die. And then, it's that then which not just this retreat is all about, but the life is all about. Life seems so real. Take a glass of water. Take off. Sheet of paper and writing on it. We talk to people as I'm speaking with you. And all of this will stop. For all of us. It will stop. We'll cease to hear. We'll cease to touch. We will cease to speak. Then what? This is where our faith is so desperately, I mean that adverb, so desperately important. We must believe that when we die, we shall enter eternity. That's not a passive voice. That's real. We shall leave this world and enter the world none of us has ever seen. And then, I trust and I hope I'm talking to the right audience, then everything will change. Then we'll enter the real world of eternity. And that's why we're in this world, for one reason, to be ready prepared to enter eternity when our bodies die. Lord Jesus, we beg you, enlighten these dumb minds of ours to see in everything we touch, everything we hear, your voice, your face. When our bodies die, our souls behold you, our God. Because, dear Savior, you're not made for this world. I'm made for you, to live with you for all eternity. But this destiny is reserved only for those who their lives on earth have lived with you, for you, and shall act like you. Lord Jesus, you're not made for time, you're made for eternity. We hope, we pray, the moment we enter eternity, be embraced by your loving arms. That is all that matters in this valley of tears. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.